Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, straight to the people, because I can't take any more of the national power rankings where the Lions are 29th and I think it's poppycock. I want to come up with our own power rankings for us. And we all, look, bottom line, we're going to weed out the haters and weed out the homers, and we're going to do a power rank. I think 29th is ridiculous, even if you hate this team. So I'm going to go to the people. I want to have a little conversation, and then I want to see if we can place this team a little bit. And Sully, you got to jot down the teams that we as a show accept
absolutely
are objectively worse than the Lions.
I was already just looking at it, for sure.
Okay, let's go to Mike on a cell, 97.1. Hi, Mike.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Good afternoon.
Whatever.
Well, I'm in Vegas, so. Yeah. So anyways, I'm from Detroit. I listen to you guys all the time. So I think the 15th, I think the defense, I think the moves they made in the offseason have put them there. Their defensive alone, I think, ranks them in the top 20. And I think offensively, if the line holds up, we're in the top 15. All these CBS and ESPN crap, no one takes into consideration. No franchise in the history of the NFL has had 3 head coaches in 10 years and 4 offensive coordinators in 10 years and done anything. You can't get any footing going on. The Pittsburgh Steelers have had how many coaches in their entire history?
4.
You know? Come on. You know, so the consistency factor, I think, hopefully stabilizes with Patricia.
Quinn. Let's kind of see where you're at, and you need to tell me better or worse. I'll give you the team. You tell me where they are, okay? And then, Sully, you tell me where they're at in the CBS ranking, okay? So, example, Mike, better or worse, San Francisco?
Oh, better.
Okay, there's one. Better or worse, Cincinnati Bengals?
Better.
Better or worse, New York Jets?
I'll say better by a hair.
Okay. All right, hold on. So would you say the Jets are a range you're comfortable in?
Yeah.
All right, where are the Jets?
I think like 22.
First
or something.
Okay, 20, so 22, a full 7 spots where we get Mike to his debate zone. All right, so we'll call Mike 22 in the rankings. Somebody has him at 22. I'll go to Wilson. I want to see what Wilson has to say. Wilson, where are you at with this issue?
I think the Vegas take the Lions as a joke. I think they're going to win 8 to 9 games this season. And just when you have faith in the Lions, they let you down.
So where do you think they are? And I want to see if you back it up with who you think they're better than. So, like, where would you place him in a preseason power poll?
About 17th in the league, 18th, 17th.
So, Wilson says 17th. So, let me offer you something.
Okay.
Better or worse, Seattle Seahawks?
Worse.
Okay. Better or worse, Carolina Panthers?
Better.
Better than the Panthers?
That's right at the line for me.
Okay, so give me the Panthers in the CBS rank.
18.
18. Wilson said 17. There you go. So let's just test Will. Now, Wilson, are you happy to put him 17th?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I still have faith in the Lions, but they're probably letting me down as usual.
Well, those teams aren't here now. So Wilson has him. Wilson's got him 7. All right, so Mike, jot it down. We got a 22 and a 17. We'll go over to Eddie, 97.1. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Excellent. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, I just want to say you guys are – that 2 podcasts that you do are the best in the business, man. You guys are awesome.
Well, thank you, brother.
Thank you for
providing
that content.
I appreciate it, man. We're trying. All right, my man, so talk to me. You know they're 29th at CBS. Where would you put them?
Okay, so this, I'm going to preface by saying this. I hope to God they're ranked 29th because – I would love to see them just blow this thing up. You already know how we feel. Mm-hmm. You know, we just got to either be really good or really bad, blow the whole thing up. But my caveat is this. The division and who they're playing really dictates how the season is going to play out. They play the AFC West, and they obviously have to play our teams in our division. So already right there, it's already built in to have at least 8 losses, like guaranteed right there, just from the stacking up of it. So if you start stacking the Lions up against other teams in other divisions, we're going to be the bottom of our division no matter what. I mean, the Bears are better than us, the Vikings are better than us, and the Packers are better than us. So it's only fair then to compare us with other of the other 7 divisions and to see if we're better than those other 7 teams. That's the really only fair way to do it.
Okay, so obviously, Redskins.
You know what? We're actually
– no.
We play the Redskins in Washington. We'll lose that game, so
no.
I'd say we're worse than them.
But we're not – we're talking right here, right now.
Okay.
Are you telling me you think the Lions are worse than the Redskins?
We're a little better than the Redskins.
All right. New York Giants.
Obviously better. Sorry.
Don't be sorry. I know. My team's a tire fire. Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, we're worse than the Cowboys.
Okay, so you'd be third in the NFC East. Let's go to the NFC West. Better or worse, Tampa Bay?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, come on. Really?
A little better. Better.
Right.
A little better.
Okay. Better or worse than Carolina?
We're worse than Carolina.
All right. So then you're basically, I see where you're at there. Well, how about the West? Well, this will be the last one. Better or worse, Cardinals?
Better.
Better or worse, Niners?
We're worse than the Niners.
No. Oh, my.
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. And here's the reason why. They have better skill position players than us. Offensively, especially Kittle's better. And also Garoppolo, just from the sample size that I've seen, he actually can get his team to do things out of their comfort zone, and Stafford can't do that. We already know that Stafford's not going to win a game by himself.
All right, so let me do this then. So final number you would put him at after a quick sample size, I would say, Eddie, you think they're 26th in the league.
25th, 26th, exactly.
Okay, Mikey, put Eddie down for 26th.
And
go ahead, Ed, quickly.
No, I was going to say, if you want to bet, I'll do a bet for you, Mike, because I live in California. I'm a transplant from Detroit over 20 years right now. And if you want, I'll bet you a dinner when you guys go to your March Madness trip at the D that the Lions won't win 5 games.
Listen, I can't officially take that bet, but I'd be glad to take that bet with a handshake when I see it. Eddie.
There you go.
You know, hey, man, I guess we'll have that conversation in a few months, but this is putting me to, this is almost like reflecting on something deeply personal, because this idea that the Lions are not going to win 5 games, I am like, looking at this and going, have I lost my ability to even remotely discuss NFL football? Like, what am I doing? I am the king of not liking this thing, ripping them, not doing the fan stuff. I'm not. What am I missing? They went out and added a couple legitimate defensive players, right? They used a draft pick on a guy who's going to play. They went out on offense and they fixed the one position group that they so desperately didn't have, tight end. They're going to feature a young star at running back who, when he was healthy, was one of the top 12 backs in the league. What am I missing? They went out and added Mike Daniels for free. They went out and added Justin Coleman and Trey Flowers for free. Money don't matter. They didn't give up anything to get him. What am I missing? Tell me. Like, what? Is it that Golden Tate's not around anymore? Well, if Matthew Stafford's only good with Golden Tate, then Matthew Stafford stinks. I don't buy that. Galladay, Marvin Jones, a couple tight ends, and a running back who's a star. I got bad news for you. You got more than what Josh Allen has to work with. Hell, you got more than Sam Darnold's got to work with. Go look at the Jets personnel. oh, now we're turning Robbie Anderson, Quincy Enunwa, and Jamison Crowder into stars. Le'Veon Bell, who didn't play last year, and the dead body of Ty Montgomery, and their starting tight end is suspended for 6 weeks, and Chris Herndon. Like, what are we doing here? I'm cool. You want to make fun of me? That's fine. I can't put CBS with him at 29 is insulting. Sully will review where you're putting them. We'll get to all of it. We'll get to the ticket text as well. And we've got an NFL discussion to have. Sully, what's on the menu today at 3:45?
32 bold takes for each team. Now, we're not going to go through all of them. That gets a little excessive, but we'll highlight it. By the way, I got my list for you, Mike. I came up with a list of definitive teams I think the Lions are better than.
I want to hear it. We'll do that next then. 97.1. And yes, it is a special edition of Game Day Uncensored at 2 o'clock this week for God knows what reason. But we'll be here at 2, and it's Game Day Uncensored. Same format as last year. We're talking football. If you're looking for a Lions preview show, yeah, sorry. We're talking football. Lions will be a part of it, naturally. We'll preview their game, naturally. But newsflash, despite us making a power rank here, there are far more interesting games in the NFL than the Lions. So, yes, Game Day Uncensored, normal time, 11 a.m., this Sunday, 2 p.m. Mike, if Stafford and Kerryon both play 16 games, I see no way they win less than 7. The Lions fan is a big part of the problem. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. I'm actually surprised by the number of Lions I intentionally sought out in my fantasy draft. If you swap the Lions and Patriots schedules, how many wins do you think they'd get? I mean, hell, if you're going to make me do that, and mind you, schedule projection is not something that has really any value. Think about it. Right now, we think the Saints are good. If Drew Brees breaks his leg in week 3, are the Saints still any good? The answer is no, but if that's the way you want to do it, well, then you're forcing me to play ball. Here, I'll give you the Patriots schedule. All right, quickly, and I'm not going to do all this. All right, here, just real quick when I'm looking at it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You win 9 games with the Patriots schedule. How about that? Yeah, I know what you're saying. The AFC East is easy. It is. Your division's not. I get it. Let's go to the people. Actually, Sully, you had your power rank here.
Yeah, I'm going to give you the teams that I think are worse than the Lions. Tell me if you agree with these teams.
And again, CBS has them 29th in their initial power rank.
Yep. So I think the Lions are better than the following teams. Tell me if you agree. The Dolphins.
Yes.
Cardinals.
Yes.
Bengals.
Yes.
Bucks.
Yes.
Giants.
Yes.
Redskins.
Yes.
Niners.
Yes.
Raiders.
Yes.
Jets.
Getting close.
Broncos. Defense, I know they'll be good, but
I think
I don't
they
trust
are
Flacco.
The same as the Jets and the Broncos.
Yes.
Titans.
I think they're better than the Titans.
And I think that without Luck, I think they're better than the Colts.
My point is you're in the neighborhood, so split
the
difference.
Teams right there.
Split the difference. Where are they?
Yeah, there's 12 right there, so they would be at
20th.
Yeah, yep, right around.
That's 20. Still 9 spots ahead of CBS.
Right. And there is a couple I just couldn't put them ahead of.
You know, I understand Luck is gone. They're not better than the Colts. The Colts have a decent run game, and they have a really good defense. I cannot say they're better than Tennessee. I know what Mariota looks like, but they're not better than Tennessee. In my mind, I think they're the 24th or 25th. Best team in the league.
But even then, you're better than what CBS has got.
29th is crazy. That's just unreal.
And it's not the only power ranking that has them in that position. Right. Why is that?
See, I don't think they're better than the Bills. I don't think they're better than the Cowboys. I don't think they're better than the Panthers. I don't think they're better than the Ravens. Yep. And after that, you start getting into Texans, Vikings, Browns territory. So yeah, it would. I think I'd be right around that 20 number.
Let's go to people. Let's go to Tim. He's in Flint. He's up next. Tim, how you doing, bud?
Hey, pretty good. So, Mike, I think you look at this the wrong way, and it's not that Detroit's not better than some of these teams. I think the schedule is going to be strained because, for one thing, team doesn't have enough talent, and the other thing is that the coaches are by far the worst crop of people I've seen since Rod Marinelli. Ooh, I'm going through the schedule. I can give you one game that I'm sure we're going to win. two. Three, actually. The bye week, Arizona, and New York. If the Oakland game was here, I think we got that one, too. Other than that, I can't scrape $5 to bet on us winning any other game on this schedule. Because Patricia and his coaching staff will not put these people in a position to win. They can't manage a clock. They can't make an adjustment. They can't call a proper defense. This line cannot block. Matthew Stafford cannot throw. This team is absolutely royally in deep, deep, deep doo-doo.
All right, so where are they? Give me a number. Give me a range.
They're right where they're at. Right where they're at. And not because they're not better than a couple of these teams.
You think Patricia is the reason?
He's the X factor. And this schedule is so brutal of who they play and where they play them at. They are not going to be able to overcome it with this coaching staff.
All right, let me ask you this question. Tim's bringing something up that's important. I'm not a Patricia believer. You know this. I've said that since the start.
Correct.
But I'm not a Jason Garrett believer either. And guess what? Jason Garrett's been there a hell of a long time. Marvin Lewis was a bum. He was there for a long time. My point is, Sully, Tim brings this up and goes, okay, I think Patricia is not just bad. He's an absolute train wreck. What are the odds that's exactly what we're looking at? In your mind, Sully, is Tim going too far? Am I missing it that Patricia's not just bad or subpar, that Tim is saying he's essentially Marinelli level?
Yeah, I've crossed 50% where I think that there's a better chance that he's just awful than he is any good. I'd say that's closer to the truth.
He's the smartest man in the room. He can't take advice, and Stafford can't take mechanic advice on how to fix his awful sidearm throw. When you combine this horrible, awful coaching staff with a quarterback who refuses to evolve his position and learn how to play properly, you've got a team that can't come back unless they're playing in the fourth quarter with 2 minutes to go, and that luck has run out, by the way.
Here's the one thing. Tim's going to be right if one thing is true. We talked about this. The Lions, week one, opened up as a pick against the Cardinals. I said, what is the only factor that would make you a pick against the Cardinals if something's not right with Stafford? And Vegas would know before us. And Vegas would know more than the guys on the beat. And there was a prevailing thought preseason, something ain't right. Missed the six practices around the Patriot game. And, you know, the back issue came up. And then it was, why won't they commit to playing him? And then they just dipped his toe in the water in the third game. But, like,
how about signing 5-6 quarterbacks? You never see teams do that. Doesn't that kind of speak something?
Well, and they're carrying three, correct?
Right. They've never done that. They've always carried just
one
extra.
Why would you carry three quarterbacks if your quarterback was healthy?
Well, and even look at the history with Stafford. The Lions have never carried, rarely, someone can probably point out some Drew Stanton example or whatever, but they've rarely carried two additional quarterbacks in one game unless there is some public injury with Stafford.
They carried three and just added a guy to the practice squad.
They've always had Kellen Moore or whoever on the practice squad. One thing I don't buy, though, that caller took it a little too far with the sidearm stuff. Stafford's always thrown like that. Correct me if I'm wrong, everyone freaked out last year every single time Pat Mahomes did a sidearm throw or a no-look throw, whatever he did. So
look at the delivery.
I wouldn't go too far with the sidearm stuff.
People went nuts. 248-539-9797.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.